Blog Talk Radio.
Christ. We bless his holy name and we thank him for another day in the land of the living. Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. We are a Christian internet church and a local church assembly. And we meet every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time and whatever time it is in your time zone, all around the world. And we meet together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says that where two or three of us are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. So the Lord is here with us. And we are grateful, so grateful for what he has done in this ministry. You know, many times I look back at some of the difficulties that we went through when Pastor Pat was alive. And I can see the fruit of those things coming into fruition even now. The Lord has always blessed this ministry and is continuing to do so. And if you choose to join yourself to this ministry, know that your life will be changed tremendously and it will be forever blessed because you will never be the same again. You will develop a new faith. Doesn't mean you didn't have any faith before, but it will grow exceedingly. Amen? And you'll see God do things as we come together in his name that you've never seen done before. So we encourage you in the name of Jesus Christ to do these things and to celebrate the presence of the Lord. Amen? We're going to enter into Holy Communion shortly, so those of you who desire to participate and you haven't yet gathered your elements, we encourage you to do so. We invite everyone to join us in our chat room, which is located on our webpage. And our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Praise the Lord. And as the page comes up across the banner, you will see MIC Radio Chat. Please click that link and sign in. Use just a name, not your social security number or your driver's license or your phone number or your email. Just simple information. And sign in. And say hi to everyone. Everyone will say hi to you. And the Lord will bless us all. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, as I was saying, the Lord has plans for us. He has great plans for us. And it is our privilege and our opportunity to enjoy those plans and to fully participate in them. The Lord is bringing forth fruit in this ministry, and soon it will be very obvious to everyone. Amen? This is to some a challenge, and to others, it's just the grace of God. So we want to thank the Lord for what he's doing. We want to thank him for his mercy. We want to thank him for his forgiveness. We want to thank him for his healing because Jesus Christ is our healer. Amen? Amen. So those of you that have been having this interesting time in the Lord from all over the world, you've been watching many of the situations unfold, and you have no way of predicting what will happen next, but you know that somewhere the Lord is working in the middle. Know that God hasn't stopped working, that he's continuing, that we're giving him our faith, and we're trusting him to make sense out of things that make no sense, and to bring order out of things that are in complete disorder. We're trusting the Lord to turn what's upside down right side up. And we're trusting him to heal us in our bodies, in our spirits, in our souls, in our families, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in our towns, in our townships and villages, in our states, in our nations, and in the world. Amen? Amen. So we want to thank God for doing this. We want to thank the Lord for doing it. Sometimes things become so incredible right where we are that it's hard to look in other places. But things are even more difficult in some other places. There's at least one place on the globe where things are more difficult than where you are. So we thank God for his grace for the saints in those places, for their faith not to fail, and for us to continue to believe God for the very best outcome for all of us. You know, the Bible says that I would have fainted had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I would have fainted if I hadn't believed. In other words, I would have given up. It's getting that rough and that tough and that hard. I would have just given up if I hadn't believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But you see, I know that he is busy. I know that he is working. I know that he hasn't forgotten. I know that he hears our prayers. And some of the situations in life are validating that he has heard and that he is answering. Saints? Mm-hmm. Look up. Our redemption draws close. Look up. Our redemption draws close. And our Lord is working on our behalf. Our Savior, our Heavenly Father, all of his hosts, all the armies of the Lord are pulling together and working together for our good, for our benefit. Amen? So don't give up. Don't get disheartened because things don't look the way we know they should. God hasn't left the planet, and he hasn't given up the throne, nor will he ever. What is important to remember is that what's important hasn't changed. The God we serve is still the only true and living God. And he still rules. The heavens do rule. And he is in charge. And he is in control. And he does subdue all things unto himself. Amen? So just remember that. This is a time for prayerful rejoicing in the Lord, because the Lord is moving forward with his own agenda. Yes, the Lord is moving forward with his own agenda, not the world's agenda, his agenda. And that's what we need to remember. Amen? That's what we need to remember. In times like these, saints, everybody needs a Savior. Everybody needs the Lord. So if you've gotten your elements together, it's time for us to come before the Lord and to repent of the sins that we've committed, the things we've let slip by, the things that we just didn't do because we didn't feel like doing them. You know. There's always that. The times that we let the flesh get the best of us. The times when we just didn't want to walk in the Spirit. It's time to bring those things before the Lord and to ask him to forgive us. We realized that we were wrong. In fact, we knew it when we did it or refused to do it. But, you know, that time we just let the flesh have its way. Well, we aren't supposed to do that. The flesh was crucified to Calvary. Amen? So, let's come before the Lord now. And as he tells us to do, that if we confess our faults, he is just and faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen? All unrighteousness. God knew what he was getting into before he came to get you, but he did it anyway. Isn't his love for us great? Isn't his power just absolutely overwhelming? Yes, it is. Yes, it really is. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. We ask you, Lord, as we confess our faults before you, to remember that we really are but dust. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us because we've entered into many afflictions, and you continually deliver us, but sometimes we don't trust you as we should. Sometimes we don't believe you as we ought. Sometimes we don't say the right thing out of our mouth. Sometimes we give a foothold to Satan. Sometimes we give place to the devil. Sometimes we just let our flesh have its way. And so we bring each of those incidences before you, each occurrence before you, and we ask for your forgiveness. Lord, we ask you to strengthen us so that the next time we overcome, we ask you to cleanse us. Because right now, each of us is acknowledging our transgressions, and yes, Lord, our sin is right in front of us. We know that we were wrong. We thank you, Father, for the conviction of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that he continually works with us. We thank you that you have not given up on us. You've not walked away. You've not forgotten us. And that you hold us dear to your heart. We ask you to help us to walk in your truth. Because you want truth in our inward part, and you want us to know your wisdom and to live in it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, purge us and cleanse us. Wash us, and we will be clean. Help us, Lord, not to walk away from the faith as it was once delivered to the saints. Sometimes, Lord, we have to take a deep breath and ask for more strength and more grace to go forward. But you give more and more grace, Lord. You give more and more and more grace. And your strength is made perfect when we are weak. So we thank you, Lord, storing your joy to us, Lord, the joy of thy salvation. And we thank you for not casting us off for being rebellious. We ask you not to take the Holy Spirit from us because we need him, and we need him desperately. Father, work with your people. We admit that we've been wrong, but we thank you for forgiving us, for healing us, for cleansing us, for strengthening us, and for restoring us. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your tender, loving mercy. Thank you, Lord, because we all need your love. We all need your love. And if you have your elements, bring them close to you. For I have received of the Lord also I delivered unto you that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do in remembrance of me. Amen. Partake of the bread. Thank you, Lord. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Partake of the cup. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise your holy name, Lord. We just praise your holy name. Amen. We just praise your holy name, Father. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We praise your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. Thank you for your blessings. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just give you praise. We give you praise and glory and honor. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yep. Did you put the sound check up? Because I didn't see it. Okay, thank you. That's what I needed. Amen. Praise God. Well, today, saints, the Lord wants to talk to us about him being our healer. Amen. He wants to talk to us about himself being our healer. There are persons in our ministry that need physical healing. There are persons in our ministry who need physical healing. There are persons in our ministry who need emotional healing. There are persons in our ministry who need spiritual healing. And the Lord heals us all. He heals all of us. Amen. He heals all of us. Amen. He doesn't just know that we're here, know he heals us, and he tells us that he does so. So we want to thank him for his healing virtues. Amen? And we want to thank him that he extends them to us. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 53, Isaiah 53, beginning with verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes we are healed. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we draw close to you today. We thank you for your continual protection and provision for our lives. Every dark storm has its end, and we see the light of the world breaking through in our lives. Thank you, Father, for all those long days and nights when it seemed as though no change would ever come. They taught us to trust you more. As we emerge from this trial, Lord, help us to hold on to and to remember the lessons that we learned in this season. We have come to understand the beauty of your abiding presence. You will never, ever leave us, nor forsake us, nor abandon us, not ever. You will be with us forever and forevermore, and we bless your holy name. And from our positions, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we acknowledge your death, your burial, your resurrection, and that you reign from heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man and all of his evil angels, all evil spirits, demonic angels, all of his underlings, their timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous, and we cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. We close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones, and we bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, all Kundalini, water, and marine spirits, sex devils, unclean spirits, passive devils, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, sorcery devils, womanizing, seducing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, all the voices of the strangers, all targeted radio frequency attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils, all pulse weapons and their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks, every pain-inflicting devil, the Havana syndrome, all brain changes and injuries, and all remote viewing, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness in Jesus' name. And we forbid you to militate against the children of the Most High God any longer in Jesus' name. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, all 5Gs and their components, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind all mystic rituals and their intent in the name of Jesus. We bind Santeria, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, African, Indian, Australian, European, Latin American, Caribbean, and Buddhist black magic in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide, all free-flying devils, evil spirits, which shapeshift, and the demons responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We return all of his powers to the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog in every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the Flies and his agents, the Mandela Effect, all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, wish and witchcraft dedications, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs, spirits of infirmity, supplanting, the transference of evil spirits, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the grove, and every spirit that exalts demonic knowledge, science, logic, and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind those spirits, those demons, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, corrupt, defile, undermine, despise, divide, confound, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirits of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger in the name of Jesus. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New Age movement and the New World Order, spirits and the works of the oppressors, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, fantasy, make-believe, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, and the king of pride in Jesus' name. We bind his kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the spirit and the children of disobedience in the name of Jesus, along with premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind it in the name of Jesus. We bind every fecal, soulish, blood, sexual, financial, animal and all demonic blood sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry and every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, trolls, fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall not have dominion over us. We bind Moloch, Basilic, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Baal, Beelzebub, Belial, Neptune, Apollyon, Mammon, Atlas, and Zeus in the name of Jesus. We break the powers of every demonic Masonic ritual and ceremony and its meaning in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all their ritualistic prayers in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, tumors, triggers, codes, and return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of slumber. And we thank you, Lord, that you are with us. In every confrontation with the enemy, Lord, you are with us. You don't run away and leave us there to fight alone. No, Lord, you're right in the midst of the battle with us. You're always there with us. You help us to overcome. You give us instructions for winning, because nothing shall by any means harm us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give you praise, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, a mind to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. Hallelujah. What the Spirit of God says to the church. We give you praise, Lord, because you always have a word for your people. You always have words of encouragement, words that lift us up, words that heal us, words that set us free from our own destruction. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you that you watchfully care for your people. We release Psalm 91 over all the saints today in Jesus' name. We thank you for your protection, Lord, for your continued watch over us, with much attention to detail in Jesus' name. And Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke and chain, to call for justice and to plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief, in whom we serve and obey. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise for your grace, for your power, for your work in our lives. Amen. And in the lives of saints all over the globe, we want to thank you, Father, for the great cloud of witnesses. Yes, they came before us. They walked in faith with you. They trusted you. They overcame. Yes, they had many trials, many temptations, many situations, and a lot of drama. But they trusted you with all their hearts. They did not lean to their own understanding. In all of their ways, they acknowledged you, and you directed their paths. We want to thank you, Lord, because you're no respecter of persons, and what you did for them, you will do for us now. We give you praise, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father, we pray for kings, and for the peace of Jerusalem, and for all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We thank you for your saving right hand, Lord. We give you praise. And with the sword of the Spirit, we circumcise from ourselves every silver cord, ley line, garland, ungodly soul tie, attachment, vow, pledge, consent, oath, agreement, covenant, and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We pull down and destroy walls of protection around witches, warlocks, Satanists, shamans, wizards, sorcerers, and the unclean in Jesus' name. The power of every curse, every spell, every vex or hex or fetish or charm all psychic warfare, death spirits, bewitchment, potions, magic, sorcery, pain, torment, all psychic warfare, all chanting, incantations, tribal rituals and sin, root work, crystals, hoodoo, destruction and sickness being sent against us in the name of Jesus Christ. We return it to the sender, Lord. You didn't order that for us. That was not your desire for us. And thereby it is illegal because it's out of the order of God. We come into agreement with you, Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you have released to us, we receive them by faith now in Jesus' name, including our own healing. And we reject and send back everything sent to us by the enemy or by his agents in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we thank you for your power at work in our lives. We thank you for your holy power at work in our lives. Amen. Well, saints, Jesus is the healer. He is the healer. If you have something out of order in your life and in your world, know that the Lord Jesus is your healer. Saints, the war has already been won. Yes, it has. The war has already been won. Yes, the battle for your healing has already been won. Think you heard me. The war has already been won. Yes, even the battle for your healing has already been won. Jesus won the battle for you. The Lord Jesus won the battle for you. Lift him up and praise his name, saints. Lift him up and praise his holy name, because he has already won the battle for you. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? If you believe it, put your hands together for Jesus. If you believe it, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Put your hands together and bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Satan and all of his principalities have been stripped of their power over us. They can't do to us what they would do to us because Jesus put an end to it. Yes, he did. Jesus Christ, the Creator, the Great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, has already humbled himself. He's already stripped himself of his divine abilities. He's already come to the earth in the form of human flesh with a divine purpose. He has already succeeded. He has already come to destroy the works of the devil and to set us free from Satan's power. He's already done it, saints. It's already happened. Yes, we're on the right side of the cross. It's already happened. Amen? Yes, it has. What a blessing. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested. Yes, this is the reason Jesus came to earth. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy once and for all the works of the devil. Can you say amen? Jesus Christ came to the earth to do some destruction. I know everybody thinks that all he came to do is bring peace on earth, but on the way to peace, there's some destruction and plenty of it. Jesus came to destroy. Yes, he did. He had a mandate, a divine commission from his Father to come to earth, to lay aside his divine heavenly attributes and take on the form of a human being, to come in an earthly body. That's a lot of humility, saints. you're God, and then you're going to go to the level of being a human. That's a lot. That's a lot. But that's not all he did. That's not all. He came to earth as a human, and he lived on earth in a human body as a human being, experiencing all the things that humans experience. There isn't a time in your life where you're going to have some feeling that Jesus cannot relate to. He can relate to every thought and every feeling you've ever had or ever will have. So there is no such thing as explaining to him something that he can't understand. It's just not there. Because he came that he might destroy the works of the devil. Not work, works, plural, the works of the devil. And afflicting the human body, afflicting the human soul, afflicting the human mind. Those things the devils did. But Jesus came to destroy what they did. And he was victorious. Amen? As a human man, endued with God's power, baptized in the Holy Spirit, Jesus faced and conquered Satan and all the forces of hell. Yes, he did. He conquered Satan. He defeated him. He stripped him. Yes, he did. Satan cannot walk around proudly with his head thrown back and his shoulders stuck out. No! Jesus put him down. He put him down, saints. Don't ever forget it. Jesus put him down. Yes, he did. Jesus faced every temptation, every attack of Satan, and was victorious, completely victorious. There isn't anything that he didn't take care of. He has complete victory over Satan and his forces. He destroyed the works of the devil. He opened blind eyes. He caused an elderly saint to walk upright. The lame walked. The lepers were cleansed. The deaf heard, the dead were raised to life, and many devils were cast out. Not one or two. Yes, I know you heard about Mary Magdalene and she had seven. Well, that's not all he did. There were a lot more people than her, and many of them had many more devils than she did. And yes, he cast them out. And he still casting out devils today. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. He is the same. So, saints, let's consider this. Let's consider the author and the finisher of our faith, the one who calls us to this faith walk, to this believing walk, to this seeing the impossible through the eyes of faith. You see, in Matthew chapter 11, he tells us that the very same things will happen. Lepers were cleansed. Dead people were raised up. Blind people received their sight. But you know, it wasn't just the physically blind that received their sight. The spiritually blind receive their sight too. You see, it doesn't matter what kind of blindness you have, you can receive your sight. Because Jesus Christ is the blind man healer. Yes, he is. And he's never stopped healing sight. It does not matter if you can't walk in the natural. You have difficulty walking. They would call you lame. There are people who are lame emotionally. There are people who are lame spiritually. They can't get their walk together in Christ. But he heals them all. You see, he makes the lame to walk, regardless of what kind of lameness you have. He does this, and he has not stopped, and he will not stop, and he has not changed. The lepers are cleansed. Yes, those that had physical infirmity in their body, they were cleansed. Those lepers were cleansed. But there are people who have leprosy in their soul. They have sin eating away at them from the inside. He heals them too. There isn't any kind of problem that he can't heal. The deaf hear. Those that can't hear in the spirit, the Lord will be just speaking through the word, and they can't hear. He heals that. The dead are raised up. Yes, he raised Lazarus from the dead, and Lazarus wasn't the only one. But there are people who are dead in sin. We used to be among them, and he has since raised us up. Can you say amen? He has since raised us up from the death that sin brought into our lives. He cleansed us and he made us whole. And we should acknowledge what he has done. We shouldn't be ashamed to share the truth with everybody that's breathing. Why? Because they need it too. The same things he's done for us, he wants to do for them, but they just don't know it can happen. They heard about somebody, in an old Bible in some book, dying on a cross, and so they think it's a history book, somebody that's dead and not alive. But Jesus is alive. Our God is alive. He's not dead. He's yet alive, and he lives in us. And it is our place to tell everyone that he does and what he has done for us and that his blood has washed our sins away. Yes, he's healed us. By his stripes, we have been healed. Yes, he has defeated Satan. He has defeated and destroyed his wicked works. And as we go through this life, we prove the truth. We begin to demonstrate the truth that he really has destroyed the works of the devil. We believe it, and we receive it. Saints, this scripture must become more than mere words on a page in the Bible to us. This word has got to become so real to us that it's more real than our own flesh. Yes, this word must really be flesh in us because it must be what we come to live by and depend on continually, consistently, without doubting. It's important to us. These words must come to life in our hearts by faith, so that the power that is released by them performs the will of the Father in our lives and in our bodies. I'll say that again. These words must come to life in our hearts by faith, so that the power that is released by them performs the will of the Father in our lives and in our bodies. We need the Lord to open our understanding so that we can move forward. Yes, move forward in our faith. In Matthew chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 23. Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue. You see, Jesus came to church. There it is. You can't teach in the synagogue if you're not in the synagogue. Amen. And preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So in other words, regardless to what sickness it was or what disease they claimed it was, he healed it. Well, he's still doing that. He's still healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. He never stopped. He didn't change. He didn't quit. He's still doing it. He's doing it right this moment. He's doing it in someone's body that's listening right now. He's healing their sickness, and he's healing their disease right now. And his fame went throughout all Syria. That's right, the same Syria that's over there now, same place. And they brought unto him all sick people. The sick come to Jesus to be healed. The sick come to Jesus to be healed because Jesus is the healer. And sick people that were taken with diverse diseases, different kinds of diseases, and torment. Some people's minds just couldn't come together. And those which were possessed with devils. We have people listening right now who are possessed with devils. And those which were lunatic, we still have them, and Jesus hasn't changed. And those who had the palsy, and he, what? And he healed them. He healed them. It didn't matter what they presented with, how rare it was. The doctors never heard of it before. They didn't have any idea what to do. It wasn't in their medical manuals. They hadn't heard about it in medical school. It just didn't matter. It just didn't matter. He healed them. And he hasn't stopped. He's still healing today. He's healing this very moment. You see, in Malachi chapter 3, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, he reminds us of the truth. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. He hasn't changed, saints. The same one who healed Malchus, the high priest's servant, after Peter swiped off his ear. The same one. He's healing right now. He's healing right now, right this moment. And he has never stopped healing. And he won't stop when he comes to you either. That's the truth. The same Jesus that healed the blind in the Bible has healed you. If you have believed him, his healing virtue is at work in you now. You see, you have to believe this. You can't pinch yourself and tell yourself this is so. You have to believe in your heart what Jesus has said. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, it says that Jesus was preaching. He went to cities, he went to villages, he went to churches. If there is a place to find people, he went to them. He'll come to you. He'll come to you. But you have to believe that. You must believe it. And when he arrived, he healed every sickness and every disease that they had. He'll do the same for you. Yes, he will. Jesus healed every sickness and every disease. Every sickness. And then you go, well, this, you know, I've had this for so many years, this thing, and I've just gotten used to it. No, that's not the idea. That's not it. He doesn't call us to get used to it. He doesn't call us to vie with it. He's not trying to teach us a lesson. He wants us to believe him so that we can receive the healing that he died to give us. That's what he wants. He wants us to prosper and be in health as our souls prosper. Our souls prosper when we yield to the Lord. In Psalm 84, Psalm 84, verse 11, Psalm 84, verse 11, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. No good thing. He's determined that our health is a good thing. It's a good thing because it comes from our God, and our God is good. And our God is good all the time. He's in the blessing business. So no good thing is the Lord withholding from you if you're walking uprightly and if you're trusting in him. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Are you trusting in him? You know, saints, I must admit that there are times when in our own opinion, we just know that we're really trusting the Lord. But if you would look at it from the Lord's point of view, you would see that we need to do some more growing in the trusting area. Yes. And sometimes he's beckoning us to come forward. Sometimes, if the challenge were not there, we would just run away and not try to grow in this area. It can be challenging. But he beckons us forward. He calls us to say, trust me. Trust me. I'm the healer. I'm the healer. I'm still healing. And I'll heal you. In Psalm 107, Psalm 107, beginning with verse 19, tells us about us. He says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. Are you crying out to the Lord in your trouble? Because when you do, he saves you out of your distresses. I would suggest that you get busy with crying out to the Lord, because right behind those distresses are coming some more. You better get busy. He sent his word and healed them. and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word. Are you in his word? Are you trusting in his word? Are you believing his word? And healed them. And delivered them. His word does that. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We need to praise the Lord, saints. We need to praise the Lord. It's good to praise the Lord, but we need to praise the Lord. Saints, as you listen to and read the word this month, listen for the Lord to release his word to your heart. As you listen to and read the word this month, listen for the Lord to release his word to your heart. Grab hold of that word with your faith. That's right. You have to take hold of it. You have to embrace it. You have to pull it to yourself. You have to into your heart. You can't just let it sit there. You have to do something with it because it's alive. He's alive. His word is alive. It's moving. It has power. You got to do something with it. Yes, you do. You have to grab hold to that word with your faith and refuse to let it go. You've got to have a strong grip on his word with your faith, and you have to absolutely, positively, determinedly refuse to let go over and over and over again. Preach it to yourself. Tell yourself, self, I want you to know this, and I don't want you to ever forget it. By his stripes, I have been healed. I'm healed, self. Did you hear me? I'm healed. His word is filled with his power. His words to us are spirit. And they are life. They are filled with his life and his power. And his life is everlasting life. His life is everlasting life. I once heard a preacher say, one word from God will change your life. Well, it's the truth, isn't it? Say, trust the word of the Holy One. Trust the word of the Holy One. In Psalm 105, he tells us that his word has been commanded to a thousand generations. His word he has commanded to a thousand generations. Saints, a thousand generations is a lot of people. And surely you are in that number somewhere. Yes, surely you are in that number somewhere. So his word has been commanded to you. Let's go to 2 Kings. We want to visit with Hezekiah for a little while. We want to see what happened. 2 Kings chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. In those days, Hezekiah was sick. in those days was Hezekiah to death. Now, many of you are experiencing a disease or an illness or a malady, an ailment that may make you sick, but not unto death. But Hezekiah was sick unto death. And God was merciful because the prophet Isaiah came to him and said to Hezekiah, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, get ready, for thou shalt die and not live." Now, saints, you got to know how it felt to King Hezekiah for Isaiah the prophet, not just any prophet, the prophet Isaiah, to come to him and to say that God says, "Hezekiah, get your house in order because you're going to die and you're not going to live." This was a word from the Lord, saints. The word from the Lord to Hezekiah was that you're going to die. Get your house in order, you're going to die, and you're not going to live. It's not the same as when you go into the doctor for some blood tests, and they come back to you and give you what is considered a bad report, or it could be considered a challenge to your faith. That's not the same. This word came straight from the throne of Almighty God. And this word says that he was going to die and he was not going to live. No blood test was going to refute that. Nothing from the apothecary was going to change that. There wasn't any surgery or procedure that was going to be done. He was going to die, and that was what God said. Hezekiah decided to do something about it. Yes, he did. He turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. You know, when you're in desperate situations, when you're in desperate straits, it calls for desperate responses. You can't just sit there and take it lightly and say, "Oh, well." You can't be complacent, pathetic. No, you got to reach down in your righteous soul, and you have to bring forth all that's been deposited in you throughout the years of you going to church and hearing the word and reading the word and studying the word and listening to the word and receiving the word. You got to bring it all. You can't leave it behind. You need it. All those songs that you sang in church, you got to bring it to the forefront. You can't just wait for lightning to strike. No, you got to do something, and you got to do it now. So Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and he prayed unto the Lord. And he said, "Lord, I beg you, Lord, remember how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart." You see, it matters if you've walked in truth. And if you've walked with a clean heart before the Lord, you see, it gave him something to say. He had a testimony to go to the Lord with. He had a testimony. He had something that spoke for the days of his life that he could present to the Lord. It says, "Remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight." There's his obedience. You've got to have some, saints. It's not optional. It's mandatory. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court. Isaiah hadn't even completely gotten out of the area. And he wasn't using a scooter either. The word of the Lord came to him saying, turn again. In other words, go back. Go back. And tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. What would you have done? What would you have done? You see, Saint, this matter is very personal. It's very, very intimate and very, very personal between the Savior and his saint. And the Lord said, and I will add unto thee, I will add unto thy days 15 years. He didn't just get healed. He got an extension of life. And I will deliver thee. And he spoke to Isaiah, and Isaiah told him. See, there was some doing on Hezekiah's part. He had to cooperate with the Lord. He said, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. You see, saints, this is how it went. There are some spiritual things that had to happen. And there were some natural things that had to happen. The spiritual part came first, and the natural part came later. You see, saints, you have to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The spiritual part comes, then the natural part. Some people are trying to get healed physically without doing the spiritual part, because there's a spiritual part that must be done in every situation. You see, we've been born of the Spirit when we became born again. Saints, know that your own prayer to the Father are powerful, and they matter to God. Your own prayer. Your own prayer are powerful, and they matter to God. He hears your prayer, and he answers. But, saints, you got to believe what you pray. You have to believe what you prayed. He said, I have seen thy tears. I've heard thy prayer. I will heal thee. You see, it mattered to God, and it mattered to Hezekiah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. He says, yes. He says, so be it. He says it's done. He's not reneging. He's not holding back. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, Jesus said. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? James chapter 1, James chapter 1. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall to divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing, lacking nothing, in need of nothing more. If any of you lack wisdom, you don't have the foggiest notion what to do. Let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. God gives his wisdom when you ask. And he's not going to fuss at you because you didn't know. And it shall be given him. You need to know what to do. Go to the Lord. Hezekiah did. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, no vacillating. No vacillating, no going back and forth, no. In faith, steadfastly believing. Ye have not, the Bible says, and I do believe with some of us, it's because we ask not. We presume instead of asking. That's right. We presume instead of asking. But saints, we need to ask. We need to ask. Yes, we do. We need to ask him. The Bible says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You've been mourning over this situation? He says you'll be comforted. Our Father gives us his comfort in our trial. The scriptures still say that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That means that the Lord is always in the global prayer warriors, prayer room. Always. So, where is your specific request? Is it there? In Psalms, he says that where there is unity, he commands the blessing. Are you in unity with us in the global prayer warriors prayer room? If not, where is your prayer request? Where is your prayer request? That's a good question. Where is your prayer request? Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So you mean if we get up there and agree in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room? The Father's going to do it? Yes. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. He's going to be there too. He's there now. But where is your prayer request? Where are the scriptures that you're believing him for? Where? In Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 30. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight? Except their rock and the Lord. You see, the promise is that one of us can chase a thousand, and two of us can put 10,000. Well, there are a whole lot more of us in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room than two. We're all over the globe, all over the world, and we come into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room to bring our agreement. We come into agreement with the intercession of the Godhead concerning your prayer request to the Father in Jesus' name. We come in agreement with the scriptures that you're standing on that relate to your prayer request. And when we come together with the Lord in our midst in the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, the Father answers. Are you trusting the Lord that way? Are you? In the Global Prayer Room, we have many more than two. Surely, the devils flee in the face of the king and his militia of prayer warriors. Who can stand against the king and his militia of prayer warriors? Who? Tell me who can stand against the king and his militia of prayer warriors? As you are able, you must resist the enemy of your life and fight the good fight of faith. Respond to your symptoms as if they are demons attacking you. If reinforcing devils should come, bind them as well. In Jesus' name. Don't say, well, I guess I just didn't get healed. No, fight. Fight. I did not say roll over and give up. No, fight in faith, believing the word of God and the God of the word. Fight in faith. Believing the word of God and the God of the word. Put on your armor and fight and keep fighting. Jesus never quit. He overcame. And in his name, so will you. In Psalm 34, verse 19. Psalm 34, verse 19. He tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. All, underline all. The Lord delivereth him out of them all. Whatever you're facing, you keep your trust in the Lord and in his word, you'll be delivered out of it too. But you must not quit. One reason some people are not healed is because they believe what their five senses tell them in the place of believing the word of God. They believe every pain every swelling, every inflammation, every little place on the x-ray instead of believing the word of God and the God of the word. Are you one of them? Are you? Is this where your faith fails? We should realize that the five senses belong to the natural person. You know, the smell, the taste, the sight, the hearing. The five senses belong to the natural person to use in the natural world. Kingdom healing through Jesus Christ the healer comes not through the perception of the natural senses. It doesn't come that way. No type of physical sensation, be it weakness or pain, is a reason for allowing the demon of doubt to rob us of our fulfillment of the divine promise. That's right. Here comes the devil with a symptom. And he says, this is a holdup. And there goes your faith. And there you are with that nasty symptom. You know, you don't have to tolerate him holding you up and stealing from you. You've been given power over all the power of the enemy. Matthew chapter 8, beginning with verse 16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. So that what Isaiah prophesied, saying himself, took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. He took them on the cross. He took them. Don't you hold on to them. Yes, he took them. Don't you hold on. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my body, Jesus said, which is broken for you personally. Do this of Holy Communion. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember what I have done for you. After the same manner also, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. It was ratified in his blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Remember what I've done for you. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show and proclaim the Lord's death till he come. Stand up as a standard bearer saying, yes, this is so. This is the truth. I confirm it. In partaking of Holy Communion, we partake of the Lord's victory as well. We are declaring, even in the heavenly, that Jesus did come in the flesh. He did go to Calvary for our sins. By his stripes, we have been healed. Yes, We affirm that Jesus defeated Satan and arose in victory. It's not just a tradition, saint. It's a lie. It's a lie. If we can believe that Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, let's go there. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter chapter 2:24. If we can believe that Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, and it says it, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, being dead to sin, that we, being dead to sin, that we, being dead to sin, you see, death should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. See, it's happened. It's happened. And if we are bitten by a mosquito and the spot becomes inflamed and starts to itch, and we still believe that Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree, why is it that we allow the devil to afflict our flesh with a symptom or bring an adverse circumstance, and all of a sudden the truth is no longer the truth to us? How does that happen? How did we allow for that? Where is your belief in God and his holy, almighty power? In Mark 4:40, Mark chapter 4, verse 40, Jesus said unto them, why are you so fearful? Why do you have all this fear? How is it that you have no faith? How could that have happened? Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. You see, Jesus came and said to them, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All of it. Saints, we are to walk by faith, not by natural sight and feelings. We use a different kind of eyesight, a different kind of hearing, and a different kind of perception. We are different from the world. We use faith, not just relying on natural perceptions and feelings. No. We have more. We have faith. He has given to every man the measure of faith to believe him. What are you doing with yours? Jesus Christ has provided your healing, just as he did in Galilee. Many of them received from him. Will you be one of them? Jesus still says to us today, saints, and it has not changed, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. 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 Stand for the benediction. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this word, Father. This is a strong word for the people of God, but it's your word to the people of God. You're calling us up higher, Lord. You're not going to let us rest on our laurels of what we achieved last week and the week before and the week before. No, Lord, we must come higher. We must challenge those places where our faith needs to grow. We must believe you, and we must believe your word. We need strength. We must come to you for it. And we must trust you for our healing to be manifested in our natural body. You've already released it. It's there to be received. We have to believe you, Lord. We have to come higher in our faith. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word, and we receive your word with gladness. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. And the church said, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, saints. Get into the word. Recast this message. Pastor loves you. And I'll see you on Wednesday. Amen. At 6:30 p.m. All those questions, email pastor at gproom@outlook.com. Amen. I'm headed there in a few minutes. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Beautiful story. Oh!